100 Congress.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media and Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It is 7:05 in the morning on December the 28th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and the chat room's up. So good morning, Angel and John and Indie Guy. It's here early. Y'all beat me in there. So Linda has an ear infection, and so we were just trying to keep her well. And when I left, she was sitting up in bed going, "What? What?" because she can't hear. But we are joined, of course, today. But Bad Bob's gone, but here we have Just Bob.
Good morning once again, Carl.
How are you? And what's the weather today?
Well, weather, as always, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We're seeing a 30% chance of showers for Redding today, tonight, and tomorrow, increasing to 40% tomorrow night, and then 70% on Friday. So Friday, the most likely day we'll see any rain, but we could get some between now and then. We'll see highs around the 60-degree mark and lows in the mid-40s while the cloud cover lasts. And then for New Year's weekend, the extended forecast, mostly cloudy skies, but no rain, a high around 60 and a low around 40.
It doesn't look like it's going to be snowing anywhere soon here, I guess, from what it looks like. And then even the snow areas up in Shasta are not doing too well yet.
No, they're not. Ski resort not happy about that. 48 degrees currently under overcast skies downtown.
Okay. Let's change our I'll change all of our temperatures we have walking, you know, we've got written and electronically done here then around the studio. That was brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Anselmo Vineyards this Saturday night is going to have a great gala. It's still not too late to get a couple of tickets there. 474-5546, 18-piece band, 6-course dinner, wine, dancing, casino night, silent auctions, and you even get a ride from downtown here at the Red Lion Inn all the way up, you know, up I shouldn't say all the way up there, but to Anselmo Vineyards. And then, of course, back to the Red Line, and they've got packages set up there too if you just want to spend the night at the Red Line. But the big thing is a night of frivolity and great time and dancing and just having a good time and ringing in 2012, which could be a huge year this year. So give them a call at 474-5546. We've got a lot of things going on today. We're going to be talking to our newest young Marine. I believe we talked to her before she left. We did. And she's come back from boot camp and getting ready to head on to her next school. But we wanted to come, you know, she's going to come in. We're going to say hello to her. We're going to have Charlie Thompson will be here for a little bit, talk about some veterans issues. If you remember, last week we had a Kendra Rotunda on talking about these 157 Air Force officers that were being retired early. I shouldn't say retired. They were being asked to leave after failing promotion twice. Some of them only had 5 years or 4 years left in the service, and when they're rifting them, and of course they don't get a retirement, they don't get medical, they don't get anything. And there was some, you know, questions, and we were talking about saying, well, wait a minute, you know, they were warned. Yeah, well, not really. And the fact is that 157 officers, many of them who were in combat, many or most who had served in combat, were being fired. Now, this isn't like this small business or other business. There's 157 employees been working for 15 or 16 years or longer for the Air Force, had left their families on numerous occasions, had gone into combat on numerous occasions, and then were and now are being kicked out. And when this, and so, you know, the reason I bring this up is there's going to be a an op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal today from the lady that was on our show, Kendra Rotunda. It's going to be in the Wall Street Journal today. You might want to take a look at it if you can get it online. But now we're going to go to Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo advisor, with our Market Minute. Hello, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, U.S. stocks are giving up some of their gains after a five-day rally. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 51 points at 12,240. The S&P 500 is off 5 points at 1259. And the NASDAQ Composite is lower, down 13 points at 2612. Some of the day's biggest movers, AT&T, up 2 cents at $30.06. Lowe's positive 7 cents, trading at $25.61. And Coca-Cola is up a penny at $69.89 per share. Local stocks of interest, PepsiCo's up 11 cents, trading at $66.49. PG&E is down 35 cents at $40.90. And Bank of Commerce is down a dime at $3.13. Turning to the bond department, the benchmark 10-year Treasury note is price yield 2.01%. And for commodities, gold is down $12.20 an ounce at $15.83.30. Silver's off 55 cents at $28.19. And crude oil is down 59 cents, trading at $100.75 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Yeah, and Susan's located out there on Park Marina Drive. And we enjoy our every morning, our updates at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning, and again in the afternoon. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, let's start talking about the governor says he's winning support to raise our taxes. Obviously, he's not asking this area. We're going to talk about how many people does it take to die before you figure out they might have a problem in some place. And a couple other things we'll get back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values, behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:14 in the morning, December the 28th, 530-605-4567. We're streaming and chatting at KCNR 1460. Let's have a moment of silence here. Cheetah the Chimp. Cheetah the Chimp from the 1932 film Tarzan and His Mate has passed away at age 80. And you think about it, you think, well, man, gosh, everybody else in that movie is dead. Well, this cheetah supposedly was selected. There was a number of cheetahs that they used back then. But this one was selected because it could walk upright almost like a human. And anyway, cheetah retired from the movies and retired to Florida, as many people do, and loved watching football, finger painting, and Christian music. On the other hand, if Cheetah got upset with you, could take some of his excrement and throw it up to 30 feet and be very accurate with it. But Cheetah the Chimp died. But, you know, when I read that, he retired to Florida and loved watching football, finger painting, and Christian music. It sounds like some of the employees around here that also like that, too. You know, when we talk about this last year, we talk about things that worked and things that didn't. And in the media came up with, they had some really big surprises. And, you know, one of the biggest surprises they had, it went viral, was the occupiers, the Occupy movement. It was huge. It was, you know, it covered everything, and it was a surprise to everybody. Nobody really knew it was coming. Now, we have other people talking about why did they have, you know, was this just a test run? So that when the elections happen next year, or this coming year, that the occupiers would be out again to affect the election. Okay, put that paranoia hat on. The sister of Kate Middleton, Pippa Middleton, for the royal family, was a huge media star that caught everybody by surprise. Steve Jobs, even though he died, he came up with iPad 2, the iPhone Siri, and he's left 3 years worth of plans back at Apple. 3 years worth of plans that they're going to put together. Epic meltdowns this year. The pepper spray. Remember when they pepper sprayed the people at UC Davis? You know, of course, you don't see the first part of it when they're asking them to leave, they don't touch them. They pepper spray them. And that has caused a huge thing. Charlie Sheen. I am not even going to say anything about Charlie Sheen. A big epic meltdown in the media. Penn State coach Sandusky. What a huge impact and a negative impact this one man has had on not only himself, his family, but Penn State football and Coach Joe Paterno, the whole program, the athletic director, everything's done. Everything's finished there because of this guy Sandusky. And one of the biggest epic meltdowns they had was, of course, Congressman Anthony Weiner performance in 2011. I'm not going to get into all those things about, you know, the names and all that, but how he denied it, then he reissued a denial, then he kind of changed the denial, and then he said, well, maybe it was him, and then, of course, that it was Anthony Weiner displaying himself everywhere. All right. Governor Brown said he wants to win our hearts and minds with his new tax raises, that we need to do it, and if we don't do it, then there's going to be severe, severe cuts in the services, which are being cut already. And instead of grabbing a hold of spending the crazy way that Democrats have been doing here in California, and again, I say Democrats for one reason, and what is that? They control the Assembly, they control the Senate, they control the governor, the lieutenant governor. If there is an elected office, except for maybe one part on the equalization board, it's all Democrat. So instead of cutting spending and taking a look at how much we spend on people that are here illegally, we want to tax the rich. All right. And did you realize if you make $250,000 a year, you're rich? How come you don't tax the rich? Let's talk about taxing the rich. If you're going to tax the rich, Governor Brown, why is it $250,000? What's rich? Rich is somebody that makes what? $10 million a year? $6 million a year? You know, when you start making it, why is it $250,000? If you look at the average, salary or income up here in the North State, you make $35,000 a year. That's average. So rich would be $75,000. That's $40,000 more. Maybe rich is $100,000. You know, so when you start drawing these class lines, everybody goes, yeah, tax the rich. Well, what's rich? If you're, if you look at the median amount that people make, then rich could be another $30,000 or $40,000. If that's the case, you know, maybe other people fall into that. And, you know, maybe, retired government workers then come into the rich. A retired government worker, in fact, there's a few of them out there. One, you know, they make $500,000 a year. $500,000 a year. A government worker makes $500,000 a year. Would you consider that rich? Of course. According to Governor Brown, what if you're a fireman or a policeman and your wife is a policeman or a fireman? You've just become rich then. What if you're a small business owner who's been working your whole life to build a business? You're 64 years old. You still got another 6 or 7 years. You could be one of those rich, horrible people that needs to be taxed. And then, of course, the tax that cuts across every boundary, the sales tax, raising that. So it hits everybody. So, oh, yeah, but we need to do this. Why don't you just say, why don't the leaders in Sacramento say, you know what? Instead of cutting education and cutting the mental health programs and this and the veterans programs, why don't you cut the amount of money that you're giving to frivolous commissions, committees, and illegals? Got to take a break. When we come back, we've got people on the phone. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio.
Shields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjrudding.com.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Sandy Passaro with Accelerated Mortgage. Sandy, you're a CARS customer. How long have you been coming to CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog?
You know, I've been bringing my vehicles to California Auto Repair and Smog for about 9 years.
Wow.
My cars have always run well. They have all of the preventative maintenance done on them, and I can rely on California Auto Repair and Smog to let me know when it's time to bring my vehicle in.
Thank you, Sandy. That's terrific.
And now that you have the concierge service, it's so convenient to be able to call and say, I need my car serviced, but I don't have a ride. It's an awesome service.
Well, thank you, Sandy. We know you're busy with your mortgage business.
Thank you so much.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
The Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Let's go to the phones. Jay, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. How you doing?
I'm fine, Jay, and how are you? How was your Christmas?
Oh, we had a great time. You know, family, friends, alcohol, boredom. What could possibly go wrong?
Well, I'm not going to mention I'm not going to mention all the things that go wrong with that group right there, but...
But actually, truth be told, we had a wonderful time. You know, it's always fun when you have two little girls. But I was calling about what you were mentioning, and it just reminds me, I mean, I mean the state of California, voted this guy in once before, if I recall correctly, and you know what the definition of insanity is, right?
Yeah, doing the same thing over and over again.
Trying the same thing over and expecting a different result.
You know, I guess I don't understand. You know, one of our listeners, Daniel, said it one day. He says, you know, it's like green crack. We keep giving them green crack. And, you know, that is, we just, you know, they're addicted to the money. They're addicted to the spending. And here we are over and over again doing it again. And, oh, let's just raise tax. But it's only to 2018.
Oh, yeah. Until, so, of course, it's 2024 and until it's 2030. You know, it's really very simple. As long as we, as a people, allow this behavior and don't really push hard for new things and allow ourselves to continue to be split down party lines and things like that, no matter who's in charge, you're still going to get away with the same shenanigans. It's never going to really change.
It is, and you're absolutely right.
So we demand that they change it.
And then we keep talking about it, yet nothing happens because... when they get, you know, nobody that's running, I don't think, says, hey, I want to raise your taxes. And but when, as soon as they get in there, they do, or they've been in there for so long, they don't care. And, you
or
know,
if they have
and,
to cut
and,
something, it's always something that's important, not something that's superfluous, like you talked about.
Yeah.
Why don't you cut out things? Why are we spending so much money all around the world on the federal level?
Yeah.
Or why are we spending so much money on illegals on a state level when whatever they do get around to cutting, there's always something that's important?
Yeah,
so we would feel the pain and they're, okay, fine, raise the taxes.
Well, you know, and the thing is they can't. And then you get into when you want to start getting into how much money we're spending on prisoners, or how much money the people are retiring from the prison system at, you know, well over $100,000 a year. As prison guards, there's just things that go on and on and on. And, you know, that why are these things happening? We've got ourselves into this, so now it's a tipping point. And, you know, the Record Searchlight had something in there about the, today, we talked about it yesterday, about the, you know, this Medicare fiasco, that every year they push this thing and they say, oh, no, we're going to pay them. And one of these days, people are going to realize that the doctors are going to end up getting a 40% cut in a few years, and we're not going to have the money to pay it. And all of a sudden, guess what? All the seniors are not going to have health care. Now, at that point, when millions of elderly roll their wheelchairs into Congress, maybe they'll understand something then.
Well, didn't they just cut with the Obamacare $500 million out of Medicare right there?
They've cut so many other they're looking at charging more for different drugs work, which can be called construed a tax because they pass that on. I mean, there's just so many things that's happening right now. I mean, it's just, you know, it's this thing about the frog in the water, and somebody called in yesterday and said it. The frog in the water, you turn on the heat, and the frog just gets a little more uncomfortable, but then the frog is boiling. But it's too late then. Can't get out. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, I mean, it's just one of those deals where, you know, the hypocrisy is incredible. How you could take half a trillion dollars out of Medicare, and then point your finger at the other party and say, "You don't care about old people. You want grandma to eat dog food." I mean, really? Anyway, that's my 2 cents. Have a great day, Carl.
Okay, Jay. Thanks. You know, there's a cartoon in the paper today. I can't help it. It says, "Remember when we talked about how Obama said he was the fourth best president ever?" You remember that? It was a couple of weeks ago, and they cut it out of the 60 Minutes. Yeah. Anyway, but they have this cartoon in the paper today, and it says, "I'm the fourth best president ever." And then it's got in here, things that have happened. It's happened. Lowest U.S. consumer confidence in 30 years. America's credit rating downgraded for the first time in American history. 34th consecutive month that unemployment rate has been above 8%. Chronic unemployment, federal spending, the budget deficit, our national debt are all at an all-time high as a percentage of GDP since World War II. 46 million now living in poverty, the most since the census began tracking. Record number of Americans now rely on food stamps. the poverty rate is swollen. Yeah, I'm the fourth best. The fourth best what? All these things are true. All these things have happened with President Obama and in the last few years, and yet people still try to blame it on Bush and Republicans. And I mean, we had people in here the other day. It was like, oh no, it is not his fault. Well, then whose fault is it? He's the president. I mean, isn't he in charge? Isn't he the one that said all these things were going to happen? Well, all these things did happen. He promised change. He promised change. We just didn't think it was going to be changed like this, where things would get so bad. You know. Hey, when we come back, things are going to get better on the show here in the morning. Because when we come back, we've got the newest young Marine, and she's in her dress blues. We had her on the show before she left, and she is just very, 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 splendid looking in her dress blues, and we're going to talk to her a little bit when we come back, 7:30. Then we've got a number of other things we're going to be talking about, including some of the biggest bust of this year, biggest failures of the year, and a couple of them you're going to love, I think. Others you're going to go, oh, I knew that was going to fail as soon as it started. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street kicks off the trading day with stocks still searching for direction. At 10 a.m. Eastern Time, the Dow is down 62 points. The U.S. Treasury Department says China needs to do more to allow its currency to appreciate in value, which would help U.S. exporters. That's according to the latest Treasury Department semi-annual report to Congress on the currency policies of major trading partners. The report says China has resisted strong market pressures over the past decade, which would have caused its currency, the yuan, to appreciate in value. The report also says the U.S. does not support the two latest currency interventions from the Japanese government. And in other news, cheeseheads are charging for the Green Bay Packers. The team has already made $62 million since its stock sale began 3 weeks ago. Because of the success of the stock sale, the defending Super Bowl champions plan to add another 30,000 shares to the deal. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Liz McDonald.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/backup.
Casino is the only place to bring in 2012. Presenting our signature New Year's Eve bash, Midnight at the Oasis. We are the only one offering this party package for your 2011 New Year's Eve. Saturday, December 31st. Doors open at 7:30 with dinner at 8. Enjoy the talents of our exotic belly dancers while you eat. Also featuring the Basics, performing all the disco, funk, hip-hop, pop, and top 40 you want. Dinner, dancing, drink specials, free play. Tickets are $50 per person, includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple. VIP is only $250 per couple. Includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple, cocktail service, a room at the Hilton Garden Inn, limo service, and more. This event sells out fast. Be the first to reserve your tickets online at WinRiver.com or at the gift shop. For more information on Wind River's signature New Year's Eve bash, Midnight at the Oasis, log on to WinRiver.com. We are the only place in town that offers our guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media, Carl and Bott. Linda has an ear infection. Is laying there, not hearing anything because her ears are... got stuff in them. At 7:35 in the morning on December the 28th, 530-605-4567 is our phone lines here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening, that Been there since November 20th, 1985 with Judy and Bob. And they do just great work. If you want something sharpened, saws, knives, router bits, chainsaws, you name it, they'll do it. They can even make bandsaw blades made to order while you wait. Great business, great work, great people. Give them a call at 530-365-1479 and stop by and visit them at 6915 East Side Road. What's the weather today, Bob?
Okay, Carl, we have a 30% chance of showers in our forecast for Redding today. Cloudy skies with a high near 61. That 30% chance of showers remains in effect through tomorrow night, when we'll see it increase to 40% and then 70% on Friday, our most likely day for rain. We'll have our overnight lows in the mid-40s all week with highs around 60 degrees, and then a dry weekend forecast for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. And right now we have 47 degrees under overcast skies downtown.
Okay, the weather's report's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards and their big party they're having on New Year's Eve. Give them a call at 474-5546. A 16-piece orchestra or 18-piece orchestra, six-course dinner, gambling at casino night, silent auction that goes to help veterans. It's just it's going to be a great gala, and it's going to be a lot of fun up there. Black tie event, 474-5546. Now, very happily do we have in our studios private Brittany Holly. Good morning, Maureen.
Good morning, sir.
You know, 3 months ago or September when you first came in here and we were talking about you going to the Marine Corps, you didn't say, sir.
No.
So you've gotten out of those slovenly civilian ways?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You know what? It's such a joy to bring you back here, Brittany, and your mom, Amy, who is sitting behind you. She's wearing a T-shirt or a shirt with your picture on it from your taken at the Marine Corps Recruit Depot in San Diego. Is that right?
Yes, sir. In South Carolina, sir.
That's right. You women go to Parris Island.
Yes, sir.
A real Marine, a true Marine. And that's not saying you people from San Diego didn't go through a real boot camp, but we know, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Tradition there.
All right. Okay. So tell us, you look splendid.
Thank you.
In your uniform, your dress blues. Has it been a change?
Yes, completely. I view everything completely different now. It's crazy how something for only 3 months can change you so drastically.
So how? Can you give some examples of that?
It's hard to explain. It's the little things in boot camp that you don't realize then that you get out and you're like, wow, like they teach you how to sit and you get out and you see a civilian sitting in a just kind of like slunched over or something like that. And you're just like, wow, like I am different. I am set apart. Just the little things, how I eat, how I sit, how I talk, the way I answer things, the way I approach things. It's completely different than civilians. I realize I'm totally set apart now.
Wow. You are just, you've changed.
Yes.
So, that's great. Now, after you finish boot camp, so now you head on back to where?
I go to North Carolina on January 16th for Marine combat training.
Camp Lejeune.
Yes.
Okay. Now, you go through combat training, too, and people go, well, women going through combat training. Well, we have women in combat. So what kind of combat training is it? Are you going to be, is it integrated with men?
It's integrated. Okay. We just do a lot of, just combat training in general, like high crawling, low crawling, rushing, more like combat fitness, just being able to be ready, a lot of rucks, stuff like that.
Didn't be able to get up, run, sprint. Get down, shoot, get up.
Exactly.
Run, shoot.
Firing bigger infantry, stuff like that.
Firing
artillery.
Different weapons.
Yeah.
So you're introduced to all the weapons
yes.
that the Marine Corps uses.
Yes.
Okay.
Sir.
And then after that one?
Then after that, I go straight to Missouri for my MOS training, which is military police.
Now, MOS means military occupational specialty for people out there, and that's they use that as with a designator to say what you're doing in the military.
Yes. And then,
an MP, military police.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you know where you're going after that?
No, I won't find out until 10 months after I'm done with that program where I'll be stationed.
Okay, so that program itself is 10 months long.
Yes.
And it's Well, it's training to be a military policeman, but use many of the same techniques, of course, as civilian police.
Exactly. So it'll be pretty easy to get a job when I get out.
If you does it count the same if you go through military police training as it would say you go through a civilian police training, or do you have to go back through that training again? Or do
no,
you know?
It's I could get a job right after. Like I could apply at any station right after, and especially because I've been a Marine and I've had that more advanced training, it's more likely that I'll
okay.
be.
I was just wondering, because it seems like, you know, because you're spending a lot of time, but there are some differences.
No, like, the school itself actually counts for, like, college credits and things
okay.
like that, yes.
Well, great. You know, so then 10 months of training that, and then how many more, another 3 years then?
Four.
If you have, okay, four
I
years.
I have 5 years in.
Oh, okay, so yeah. You have 4 years after you finished everything.
Yes.
Okay, great. Hey, we've got to take a break here. Our guest is Private Brittany Holly, who has just returned back from boot camp. When did you graduate?
I graduated December 16th, sir.
December 16th. Mm-hmm. You know, when I graduated from boot camp, it was December 23rd.
Wow.
Yeah, out of Paris Island. But it was many years ago. Yeah, they had to roll us across the causeway there. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460, 7:41 in the morning.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media and Carl Lindebaugh, 7:45 in the morning, December the 28th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. what can I say? Espresso Joe's gives you that latte, the types of coffee you want by the baristas there that do just a great job. They have holiday coffees. You can buy coffee, you know, bring coffee with you when you go to your New Year's Eve party. Hand them out to people. They've got it all there, and the finest walk-in humidor. So you start off the New Year with a great cup of coffee and a fine cigar. Right there from Tobacco and Brew, Joe and Shelley, they do so much for our community, and discounts, of course, to veterans. Our guest is Marine Private Brittany Holly, and her mom is sitting here very, very happy that that daughter is back and very, obviously very proud. Good morning there, Priv.
Good morning, sir.
Okay. How long is boot camp?
Boot camp is 3 months long.
Was it kind of a culture shock?
Yes, a complete culture shock. You get there, you learn a completely new language, and the way you do things is completely different.
Okay, now I have to say this, you know, people of course can't see you because our video feed is down right now. But the hair, your hair is first of all it's done very well, and your hair is long.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
Okay, and so you can have long hair. A lot of people think, oh, they'll shave my head if I go into Marines if I'm a female. No, they don't.
No.
But there is one thing that all Marine women Marines have in common, if they have long hair, is the way you fix it.
Yes, sir.
And I noticed it in this last time that there was like three WM women Marines in a row with their hair all in the same way. So what do they do? Do they say you can have long hair, but you've got to fix it the Marine way?
Yes. It's just required to be back into a bun. It can't be any wider than your head and can't protrude out of your head more than 3 inches. But the recommended way is you take a tube sock, you cut out the feet, and you roll it up, and it ends up looking like just a round donut. And you slick your hair back with tons of gel, and you wear a really low ponytail, and then you slip the sock over your ponytail, and then you wrap all of your hair around it, so it just looks kind of like a donut.
Except with your hair around it.
Yes.
And everyone looks exactly the same.
Yeah, it ends up looking exactly the same.
Yeah, but you need to do that because you're going to be wearing helmets and all this other paraphernalia that having hair straggling out just doesn't work like it did back in early Greek times.
Yes, sir.
Okay, would you say it's been worth it?
Yes, so worth it. I just feel, I feel just so proud. Like, I just walk proudly. Hearing my drill instructor say my Igloo Open Anchor, my history, my Marine Corps, and then finally in the end when I received that Igloo Open Anchor, I could say the same thing. Like, everybody who's been in the Marine Corps, everyone who's done, like, Dan Daly, Smedley Butler, like, Chesty Puller, all of them, I have that same tradition. Like, I have that history. Like,
you do.
They're my family.
You do. And you always will.
Exactly.
And, you know, you do 4 years, you do 40 years. You will always be part of the Marine family.
Exactly.
And we're always proud of our newest Marines. Because you were there for a Marine Corps birthday.
Yes.
Okay, how was that? How'd you like
that?
It was
awesome. We got cake.
There you go. That's right. You know, you always like to be there for those big days.
Yes.
But one of the most significant parts of the Marine Corps ceremony is when they cut the cake, and a piece of it is given to the oldest Marine present. And then he passes a piece of cake to the youngest Marine present.
Yes, sir.
And the reason they do that is?
To carry on the tradition.
That's right. To carry on the tradition and to pass his or her knowledge and wisdom down to the younger generation.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know what? I was in the Marine Corps a long time and through a variety of different conflicts. And after we'd been out of war for a while, you always wonder, you know, are the young men and women going to be able to do it? And in every case, yes, in every case, they've carried on the tradition. And some of our commandants have said they're bigger, smarter, faster than we ever were. And with the same love for country and Corps.
It's easy to become that much stronger because you are already held up to the expectation of someone like Dan Daly or Smedley Butler. Like, you're held up to that expectation, so you just want to strive to be just like him and to... it's hard to explain. It really is. You just have to...
You don't want to let down the brotherhood.
Exactly.
And in this case, brotherhood also encompasses our sisters, too.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming by today.
Thank you, sir.
You know, I am... I wish y'all could see... And I wish our video was up today. But I wish you all could see a private... Holly, because the change in her from in September when she was, you know, she was had been working out and getting ready to go to boot camp, but the change in that and now is a very favorable change. Not that you weren't, you know, all ready to go and all gung-ho then, but your attitude and demeanor has changed, and I can't say how proud of you I am, and our people in the chat room and everything are saying really nice things about you and thanking you.
Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you so much for your service, and thanks, Mom, for letting her, you know, for agreeing and supporting her like you do. It's what we need. It's that 1% that stands in those walls. So, okay, thank you a lot, Maureen. We've got to take a break here. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Music and Sound Holiday Sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from a store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from the Hartford is now available through Sisku Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Sisku Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Sisku Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP Auto Insurance Program from the Hartford.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And this portion of the show is Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Give Jeff Wurst a call at 241-8373. Stop by on Market Street, 3208. He can repair cracks up to 24 inches. Chips, cracks, things that oh, you have to replace that, oh, you have to replace that, and it costs you a ton of money. Go see Jeff. Go see Jeff Wurst at Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Give him a call at 241-8373. Wow, was that cool or what? That was, you know what, talking to Mom when she was in here, and she was so proud. She said, this is my daughter. She's still my daughter. but she is so confident, and she is, you know, just really great things that that, you know, she feels. The private Holly Brittany, we have pictures of her before she left, and now. Well, you know, it's just the change, and I don't mean that she was that she was heavy or anything. No, she was she was fit and ready to go. She also said that during the training, they started out with 60. Bob, did you hear that? 60 females started, 12 finished.
So like one out of every five make it.
Of the original. But what they do is they had physical problems, things like this, and that's not unusual, but especially for women. That we found that, you know, that because most of the time women, even if they're fit, are not, you know, they can get broken down by, you know, the heavy weight. That they're not used to carrying heavy weights and the different types of things they're doing, like with the boots and all that, where men have a tendency to, you know, be more. I mean, but we still lost. We probably lost 35-40% out of my platoon. And in an OCS, you lose even more because, you know, it's really a lot more physical out there. So people or they find out, this is not what I want, when they go to us, oh, I don't want to be this, and they drop on request. Of course, we want to get rid of those people right away.
She is a remarkable young lady.
Isn't that? Wow. Why is it that somebody asked, why don't the military generally comment about politics? No, they don't. And you know why? It's not up to the military to be discussing politics, especially if they're in uniform. She was in uniform. Because that's not our job. We know we stay in our pay grade, we stay in our MOS, we said. You know, like when I was when I was on the military, I appeared on different shows. And the whole thing is, this is what they tell you, is you're a machine gunner. You talk about machine guns. You talk about what you do as a machine gunner. You don't talk about what the what the artillery guys do, because that's not what you do. So when you start asking the military political questions, it's not that they don't have an opinion, because they really do. And in fact, you know, very strong opinions most of the time. So the question then is, do you say it while you're in uniform? No. And you can't politic while in uniform. You can't go out and say, I support this person. And if you are running for office, you should never, ever tie that uniform to a political statement. I've seen that happen one time before, where somebody was in uniform talking and tied them running for office while they were wearing that uniform. And to me, I should have just jumped up and started screaming at that point. And it was, and I told the person afterwards, and it's, you know, that this was not correct. And, you know, it's nobody that's running. I mean, we have Colonel Pete running now. It was not him. You'll see Colonel Pete running. He's running for office. He has never, ever, ever tied his time in the service or wearing a uniform. I should say he's never worn a uniform in politics. So I don't want anybody to get confused that way. Okay. When we come back, who knows? I think we may have two or three surprises out here for sure. I see people keep poking it around. You know, people keep looking around the corner here in the window, and I keep thinking, oh, gosh, we have a lot of guests here for 8 o'clock in the morning. Okay, what else is happening here that we want to – oh, worst failures, a couple of the worst failures of the year. Are you ready? GM has the Volt. That electric car, that's right. That was the one that was just going to take off. They were like, yes, everybody wants the Volt. Not so fast. The sales have been very low for the Volt. And as their vice president in charge of the Volt says, well, it's not easy selling this to everybody. They sold a whopping 125 in July. And now they're under investigation because they've had a lot of fires in the battery, I guess. They've had a battery fires there. The other big, big failure, Disney. Can you believe this? Disney made a movie called Mars Needs Moms. Did you ever hear about that movie? I saw the commercials or trailer, and it looked like a terrible movie. But they thought because it was in 3D, it was going to make it. Well, as of date, it's lost $139 million. It looks like it's a new record worldwide. So even Disney has a bad day now and then. Hey, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to be, I've got two or three people out there. We're going to be talking veterans. Looks like Charlie's out there. I think I saw a couple other surprises just walking by here toward the end of the year. the we're going to be talking to veterans issues and a couple other things when we get back here. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It is December 28th. It is 8 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
I want to ask you to brave the weather next Tuesday, whatever that may be.
Rick Perry and the other Republicans running for president campaigning all over Iowa today. Mitt Romney not accepting Newt Gingrich's challenge for a one-on-one debate.
If it comes down to this, the two of us, at some point we will debate person to person. But, you know, right now, there are a bunch of folks in this race.
Including Ron Paul, who's leading in some of the polls 6 days before the Iowa caucuses. Gary Johnson, who didn't get any traction running for president as a Republican, is switching parties. Johnson, New Mexico's former governor, hopes to be the Libertarian 2012 candidate. Three NATO troops are dead in Afghanistan. The Taliban claims its bomb targeted a U.S. military convoy. There were more cop killers in 2011. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
173 local, state, and federal law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty this year, a 13% increase from last year.
Particularly troublesome is the number of officers killed by firearms. 65 officers shot and killed this year.
The National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Chairman Craig Floyd blames in part the economy and budget cuts at local police departments. The bright spot, fewer officers have died in traffic accidents. 49 states now have laws requiring drivers to move over or slow down for emergency vehicles, Dave.
Jared, Syria has released hundreds of prisoners as an Arab team of observers runs into trouble looking into Syria's deadly crackdown on protests. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin monitoring live in London.
That's right, there's protests today in the city of Homs, where demonstrators in one district refused to meet with peace monitors from the Arab League because of their Syrian government escort. Meanwhile, police reportedly opening fire on protesters in Hama, a city due to be inspected later this week. Syria says it's releasing hundreds of jailed protesters, but activists say many more remain in captivity, perhaps on Syrian military bases, which the inspectors will not be seeing. In Dave?
Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today in an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
He got a 21-gun salute. Kim Jong-il honored as tens of thousands of North Koreans cried watching his funeral procession 11 days after Kim died.
Rows and rows of soldiers in olive green stood in heavy snow, their heads down, as a red-draped hearse passed by, carrying the coffin containing Kim's body atop a mass of flowers. Kim's youngest son, Kim Jong-un, the heir apparent, saluting as he walked alongside the limousine, his uncle, who was expected to play a crucial role in the new regime, close behind him. Then came a black Mercedes carrying an oversized portrait of a smiling Kim Jong-il. In Shanghai, Bill Marcus, Fox News Radio.
Egypt's ousted leader was back in court in Cairo today. As Hosni Mubarak's critics protested outside, his trial was quickly adjourned again until next week. It just had a 3-month break. Mubarak is charged in a crackdown that killed hundreds of protesters during February's uprising in Egypt. On Wall Street, we're seeing some selling this morning. The Dow down 94 points. If you're overweight, a new study out of Norway says you're more likely to get heartburn.
To the problems linked to obesity and acid reflux, one of the largest studies of its kind suggests a link between weight gain and a near 50% spike in the prevalence of acid reflux, which happens when stomach acid touches the lining of the esophagus and causes burning or heartburn. The risk of developing acid reflux increases with age, especially for women. The way most of us deal with it is over-the-counter acid blockers. But there's a problem with long-term acid suppression. It can lead to thinning bone, bones and gastrointestinal problems. Untreated, long-term acid reflux can trigger esophageal cancer. Bill Fitka, Fox News Radio.
Prosecutors in Montana are considering charges against a man who could not get painkillers at a hospital, so went into the parking lot, grabbed a gun from his car, and shot himself in the ankle to get treatment. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and about 8:05 in the morning, December the 28th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR 1460. And we're also got the chat room going. And we have, you know, Big Brad just joined, and we've got John and Ted. Hi, Ted. And let me see, Angel and Sonny, and there's just a lot of people on this. Sharon. Hi, Sharon. You too. This, Linda's not here. She's got an ear infection. That here's a very healthy person, but when she gets hit like this, and so she's taking the antibiotics, and she can't hear, and right now, so it's like leave her there, and she goes running around the house anyway. So I said, just try and stay in bed and get better. So you don't, you know, we don't have start off the new year with your ears ruptured. Anyway, so I'm just saying good morning, honey. I know you're listening or trying to. So what's the weather we have here there, Just Bob?
Yes, sir, Carl. We're the weather brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. The forecast, a 30% chance of showers today, tonight, and tomorrow, increasing to 40% tomorrow night and 70% on Friday. That's our most likely day for rain. But then the New Year's weekend should be dry with partly sunny skies and a high near 60 in the forecast. For the remainder of our work week, though, we'll see highs near 60 and lows in the mid-40s. And currently, it's just about where it's been all morning, 48 degrees under overcast skies at KCNR.
Okay, and the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And up there this weekend on New Year's Eve, it is going to be a blowout with an 18-piece orchestra, a six-course dinner. You have transportation from the Red Line and back. You've got casino night. You've got, you know, a silent auction where the proceeds of that go to the veterans here in this area. It's just going to be a great night, a black tie affair. Give them a call at 474-5546. I think there may be a table or two left, and if so, that you're just going to have a great time. We're going to be up there whooping it up on for New Year's Eve and welcoming in 2012. There'll be a lot of changes, we hope and believe, in 2012. Do we have our market? Oh, no, we're just sitting there, aren't we? We're just sitting there, yes, just sitting there just reading, aren't we?
Just enraptured in what you're saying.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, I can understand that many are. So, but get on the phone, call them. There you go. Hey, you know what? We have our guest for as much of the show as we can possibly stand here with Charlie Thompson, except, let's see, turn Charlie on there. Hello, Charlie.
Hello.
Okay, Charlie's here. Hi, Charlie. You know, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
And so it's nice to have you back in town since you are out doing, you know, military stuff, and we didn't start this to be a military show, but, and it's not, we talked about a lot of different things, but did you get to meet that young Marine?
No, I did not. She was pulling away just as I was driving out, well, but I did wave at her.
Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti was here. When he heard her on the show, came by to congratulate her. And, you know, probably congratulate her on her choice of job choices in the military. But you know what? That's outstanding. You know, because, you know, Rob also is a lieutenant colonel in the California National Guard and heads up an MP battalion. I don't know if you knew that. Yeah, he was, you know, so he's a battalion commander for the military police. All right. Yeah, I tell you what. We're going to go to Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo advisor, and then we come back, we'll do a break, and then we'll get into some of the things, end-of-the-year events that the veterans need to know about and to start with next year.
Okay.
So we're going to Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo advisor. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Well, financial and material stocks are leading the market's decline today. While tech has seen some green, with Google up $3.51 at $643.76 per share, after a report showed the company's social networking service was adding 625,000 new users a day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 89 points at 12,202. The S&P 500 is down 10 points at 1255. And the NASDAQ Composite is down 23 points at 2602. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, Apple's down $1.72 at $404.81 per share. Baidu's positive 86 cents at $117.11. Microsoft is down a nickel, trading at $26. Local stocks of interest, PepsiCo's up a nickel at $66.43 per share. North Valley Bank is down a penny at $9.60. Bank of Commerce is down a dime at $3.13. Turning to the bond department, the 30-year bond is 3%, while the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2%. For commodities, gold is down $24.20 at $15.71.30 per ounce. Silver's down $1.30 at $27.43. Crude oil is off $1.34, trading at $100 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you so much. They're our Wells Fargo Advisor with the market amenity every day, and they have it at 710, 810, and 905, and again in the afternoon. And the Wells Fargo Advisors are located on Park Marina Drive. They're not down there with the regular banking. This is a kind of a – it's a separate but equal form. But, again, they're on Park Marina Drive, Wells Fargo Advisors, and that was just Susan Eastman. Thanks a lot, Susan. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. Charlie Thompson is here. You know, Charlie, I do want to ask you a question. There's a, you know, people ask me about how come the military doesn't make political statements, and I said, well, it's while they're in uniform, and PFC Holly was in, or Private Holly was in uniform. But I want to talk to you about that. I mean, when you're in civilian clothes, you can talk.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. We'll get right back to that. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. It's 8:11 in the morning on December the 28th. I hope everybody's getting ready for New Year's Eve, and I hope you had a great Christmas. Miss a day. Miss a lot right here.
Shasta Regional Medical Center physicians, staff, and volunteers want to wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season and a healthy new year. The holiday season is the time of giving, sharing, and harmony. Have peace knowing that Shasta Regional is committed to keeping you and your loved ones healthy, especially during this festive and busy time of the year. Our gift to you this holiday season and throughout the year is our commitment to provide our community the highest quality care and the most advanced technologies and treatments in medical care with compassionate health care providers. As you celebrate with family and friends this holiday season, be safe and keep healthy. If you need us, we're here with world-class surgeons, nationally certified staff, and prompt emergency services with personal care. From our family to yours, Shasta Regional Medical Center wishes everyone a happy and healthy holiday season and a bright new year. Treating people well. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards.
to make your memory at the Gala of the Year. That's 474-5546 and Selmo Vineyards.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and the Bot. I hope you're having a great day. We are. We're just, you know, during the break, we're talking about driving on snowmobiles and what Linda did to me last year. And she's, and you know, if you remember a couple of years ago, we were in a stock car race and raising money for veterans. And it was a truck put together by RC and Edith Jones. Mm-hmm. And I mean, RJ and Edith Jones. And they just put this truck together, and we're in a race out there at the down in Anderson at the fairgrounds. And Linda, you know, we were all strapped in there, and it was supposed to be like 30 miles an hour, you know, this kind of thing. Well, that's not exactly what happened. It was like a $1,000 prize. I mean, people came out of the trees to race in this. They were doing work on their cars with chainsaws. I swear to God, it was chainsaws. They're just like taking off, you know, like bumper, you know, like the, you know, the fender wells and all that. And here Linda and I in our brand new red racing suits. They're looking at us like,
I remember
do you remember this? The
yes,
red
I
racing,
do racing suits.
Suits. I look like a popsicle. You know, and little red booties and all this. And so we raced, and so it was going to be 200 laps. We got into this horrendous crash. So I ran into us in the first lap. And remember, we were stuck for 100 laps right there, like, you know, next to the track, and we couldn't move. And the next 100 laps, I drove, and I mean, I was driving the first one. And she said, why don't you drive? You didn't get a chance to drive. Well, it wasn't 30 miles an hour. We were going down the straightaway, three abreast at 75 miles an hour, and Linda is hitting me going, you better slow down. You better slow down. And, I didn't hear. So last year, we're on snowmobiles, and she starts. She's driving. I'm riding behind her. And, I mean, she just scared me. She was, we were airborne. We were going sideways. We were doing all this. I was squealing like a little 10-year-old, and she was just having a great time. So that's why she paid me back. Yeah. She paid me back. Okay.
But she still has like 80 more laps to pay you back, right?
Yeah, you know, that's what she says.
Yeah, it's only good for like 20, right?
Even. She goes, no, that's like a 10 lap ride. We got another 90 laps here, and I'm thinking, I hope there's not enough snow to go snowmobiling, you know, this year.
Well, this is anyway. Not over.
This is never going to be over.
So summertime, I'm envisioning jet skis.
Well, at least on jet skis. But then she'd come back and run me over, probably. Yeah. Hey, our guest is Charlie Thompson. But let's use your specialist.
Yes.
Specialist mm-hmm. four or specialist?
Just specialist. Now.
Specialist.
That used to be the specialist ranks went up to
12,
I think, something like that.
142
And actually, you know, it was a much better system than they have now, because it was a dual system that allowed people to move up in ranks without being non-commissioned officers. And because some people just don't care to be NCOs or aren't cut out to be NCOs, so it allowed them to move up. Now there's no option but to move up and be in leadership positions.
Yeah, the questions that we've come in here is about, can the military talk about political, you know, subjects? And what is the ruling on that? I mean, because I've been out for a while and mm-hmm. frankly didn't care about it anyway.
Yeah. Well, the general rule is that when you're in uniform, you don't want to be conducting any political activities. So you can't do any campaigning or fundraising or anything like that. You can still have an opinion. You would be unwise to state that opinion, you know, in uniform on the media. That would be unwise. But when you're out of uniform and you're not representing the military, you of course
say anything you want.
Can say anything you want. And you know, I mean, you'd want to be wise about it. I mean, even though I'm not in uniform right now, if I was to be here espousing my negative viewpoints about our commander in chief, that probably wouldn't be a wise choice on my part either.
So what are you
not real shocking. I think everybody knows that I'm a conservative person, so obviously my political leanings are in the other direction from Barack Obama. You know, my fiscal philosophies, my social philosophies.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to take a quick break because I just rattled on about snowmobiling.
But it was fun.
And stock car racing. And by the way, I think she burnt the suit.
No more marine popsicle.
Well, no more. Well, it was, the thing was, it kind of bothered me. That was in mine. We just set it on fire. Got to take a break, Carl, in the bot, Free Fire Radio.
Mike's Music and Sound holiday sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from a store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishments? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Fall is here, and the cool mornings make it perfect for a hot cup of vanilla maple coffee or Jack Frost, which is a rum-flavored coffee with a hint of vanilla. Yummy. All at Espresso Joe's. So, Carl, what else is going on at Tobacco and Brew?
Tobacco and Brew carries Mount Tehama Wines, a California-certified organic winery located in Manton, California. The Syrah and Petite Syrah are favorites, and the dessert Petite Syrah complements many of the fine cigars located at Tobacco and Brew. It is on sale this month.
It's time for the 2011 toast to Across America Cigars. Tobacco and Brew are offering two cigars that are not available in the open market. This is a one-time release with a limited supply of Opus X and Julius Caesar cigars. So, Carl, let's tell our friends to take a few minutes and look around both sides of the store. They're going to find ashtrays, knives, flasks, French presses, stovetop espresso machines, and so much more.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:23 in the morning. I don't need it now. We needed it when we were coming in. 530-605-4567.
I'm working on it.
This is, in training here. KCNR 1460, we are chatting. And just go there and you can hear us streaming and then chatting too, December the 28th. Our guest is Charlie Thompson, specialist Charlie Thompson, but she's not in uniform today. So we're open.
Specialist to promotable.
Specialist promotable.
finally.
I'm not sure what that means. So were you selected already?
Yeah, and it means then I'm finally actually going to get
promoted.
Yeah. Oh. Finally. If I'd stop changing MOSs and
get up to that
E2.
Get up to that E2.
Exactly. Huh? I know it.
You rank grabber, you.
I know. Okay. It's only been 7 years.
Now, you head up CVAC.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And that is the Shasta County
Veterans Affiliated Council.
Okay. And this is kind of an umbrella group for how many organizations?
It's every organization in Shasta County is eligible for membership. We have, I think, about 30 members right now. I don't really know off the top of my head. But it's everyone who is either a veterans organization is eligible to join. You don't have to be chartered or by the state or the feds or anything. But you just have to be a veteran-oriented group, and you also have to have 90% veterans membership, because that's the IRS code that we fall under. It requires a 90% veterans membership.
Now, you all had a and y'all had just had an award that you.
Well, we did each year for, I don't even know how long, because it's way before my time. The mid 80s or so it started, the Veteran Advocate of the Year Award. And we did it in March of this year for 2010. And Miss Julie Clausen was our recipient of the 2010 Veterans Advocate of the Year, and Maurice Johannesson was my president's choice award for that year. And so as we're closing out 2011, it's time to start gathering our nominations for this year.
So in 2010, it was Lee Clausen and and Maurice Johannesson as a choice. Okay. And so now, how do people say, you know what, this person has been really great, has been a real veterans advocate. How do they reach you?
Well, there is, if you go to CVAC, S-C-V-A-C, .us on the internet, the award criteria are posted there. And it's basically a one-page format of three areas. One is veterans advocacy, one is community service, and one is basically working across functions, across veterans functions. And so you just write a glowing page about this person and email it.
Okay. Yeah, and you know what? There's so many people that do so much for veterans around here. I mean, you know, some of them are veterans. And there's businesses, and I just don't like to keep pounding on it, but, you know, Tobacco and Brew. You know, they are always there for veterans events. They offer up things, donations, and they keep it quiet the whole time. Can you say a business?
Yes, absolutely, and that was I neglected to mention that. Thank you. There's also a group or organization, and last year it was the Sons of Italy.
Okay, Sons of Italy. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So this year I would highly encourage you to nominate Tobacco and Brew, because I completely agree they're fabulous, and they've been very supportive of everything that I do, and just about anybody.
Yeah, the veterans
that I know.
And everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Okay. So they can, we'll hit that again here during this time frame. Now you're getting ready. You're getting ready to leave.
Yes.
And so because you've changed your occupation.
Yes.
To military intelligence or translation or whatever.
Military intelligence. Yes.
And you're getting ready to go to school.
Yes, I'm going to Monterey to Defense Language Institute (DLI), which is about the premier language school in the world, at least in the United States. And so I go in February. It's a PCS, permanent change of station, to move down there.
To Monterey.
To Monterey. I know. I'm really broke up about it.
Well, the Marine Corps, in its infinite wisdom, it was good for me, was when I was heading off to NATO and was going to be stationed out of Italy. They sent me to a 30-day immersion course in Italian, so I could find the bathroom without embarrassing myself too much. I was so good at it that every time I talked Italian to people, they would ask me if I spoke English.
Yeah.
And I said, well, yes, I do. And they said, well, we'd like to practice our English, you know. And I thought, well, isn't that, let me help them. Of course, at that point, it only took me like an hour to realize that my Italian really sucked. So you're going there for a year, though.
For a year, yes. And then I'll be back. I'm not.
Did I say what language, or can you?
Persian Farsi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, a 6-foot-tall woman speaking Farsi. I can see that's going to go over really big, and probably in the.
Yeah, we'll see how that works. You know, I mean, it has its pros and its cons, right?
I had fits when we had our women would take off their uniform, you know, their jackets, mm-hmm. and be in t-shirts, because it's 130 degrees out there, and they were directing traffic and moving, and a lot of the Saudis had a real problem with that. Mm-hmm. They didn't know how to handle a woman telling them what to do dressed in a t-shirt, of all things.
Well, yeah.
And it was like, wow. we were, you know, we infidels.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
Okay, so you're going to be leaving there. I know there's some other things we want to talk about after the break about Christmas for the troops and how we're going to, and how that, even though it's past it's, Christmas, yes. and I can't wait to hear how you explain this one.
I know.
On this, so
creatively,
creative, yeah, and it's been a real big success over the last mm-hmm. couple of years. Linda did Martinis with Santa, mm-hmm. and then we rolled into the next one. And then last year was even bigger. So, but it's just been a tough year getting everybody together.
It has been a challenge. Yeah. Hey, I just watched Linda's Martinis with Santa DVD the other day when I was going through stuff. I came across it. I was like, oh, check that out.
Yeah, it was an interesting time. In fact, I think she's talking about maybe having another one. Maybe a little bit smaller scale, but having another one here this coming year, so in the same type of thing for the troops again.
That would be great.
Yeah, I would enjoy that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Carl and DeBott. Our guest is Charlie Thompson, who is in the California Army National Guard,
gotcha.
And is on her way out of here to go to school. But she's also heads up CVAC, the veterans group here. And we're going to be talking about Christmas for the troops when we get back. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We've got a break here right for the news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. A possible showdown with Iran over the movement of oil. Our Navy's Fifth Fleet says it will not tolerate any attempt to block the important Strait of Hormuz.
Iran's vice president threatening to do it if America and Europe put sanctions on Iran's own oil exports. The State Department calls that bluster, but Saudi Arabia apparently supporting potential sanctions, saying if there is any shortfall from Iran, other Persian Gulf oil producers would make it up.
Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin in London. Ron Paul leads most statewide polls ahead of Tuesday's Republican presidential caucuses in Iowa. Mitt Romney is a close second.
That kind of momentum towards the beginning of the process here is very, very encouraging.
Rick Perry's out again delivering his signature pitch.
I am that limited government conservative in this campaign.
Meanwhile, Newt Gingrich is fighting back against attack ads, saying he couldn't vote for Ron Paul if he were the GOP nominee.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson in Des Moines. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Wind River Casino is the only place to bring in 2012. Presenting our signature New Year's Eve bash midnight at the Oasis. We are the only one offering this party package for your 2011 New Year's Eve. Saturday, December 31st. Doors open at 7:30 with dinner at 8. Enjoy the talents of our exotic belly dancers while you eat. Also featuring the Basics, performing all the disco, funk, hip-hop, pop, and top 40 you want. Dinner, dancing, drink specials, free play. Tickets are $50 per person, includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple. VIP is only $250 per couple. Includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple, cocktail service, a room at the Hilton Garden Inn, limo service, and more. This event sells out fast. Be the first to reserve your tickets online at WindRiver.com or at the gift shop. For more information on Wind River's signature New Year's Eve bash midnight at the Oasis, log on to WindRiver.com. We are the only place in town that offers our guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Integrity Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The cold weather months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their heating system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox have always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems.
For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel. To make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied, call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer today, for a free estimate and rebate information. That's 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox, comfort you can trust.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on the Free Fire Media. Carl and the Bot. Linda is not with us today, but an ear infection. She'll be back, I believe, tomorrow. 8:35. We don't want to push that. You know, we've got the New Year coming in and all that. December the 28th, phone lines here, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live and chatting. The chat room is just crazy right now. And, you know, okay, chat room, you are absolutely correct. This is the Day of the Women. You know, I have, you know, we have a Marine, Brittany Holly, who just came back from Marine Corps boot camp. One of 12 that finished. They started with 60 in her platoon, and she was one of the 12 that made it through. The rest of them recycled for injuries or whatever reasons. And then, of course, Charlie Thompson has come in and talking about the Shasta County Veterans Auxiliary. Affiliation. That's what I meant. Affiliation group.
It's kind of a mouthful.
Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. DC and Tim are there, and they give great haircuts. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices. They give discounts to veterans. I mean, they are just great people. Talking about people that support the community and the veterans community. Cypress Square Barbershop. I'm telling you what, you go in there, sit down. You just have good conversations. I mean, there's the TV sets on to sports and all that. You're not watching Dr. Phil or any of those others. You know, you don't watch The View. You don't watch, Judge Judy, or all those, though I kind of like Judge Judy. It's just a good place to get a haircut. What can I say? The Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Charlie. Okay. Christmas for the troops.
Yes, it's Christmas for the troops. It's Christmas at Valentine's this year.
Okay.
Well, as you know, I'd been back and forth doing different things, and then our committee this year kind of fell apart, and not to the fault of anyone, just life things happen between illnesses and loss of loved ones and things like that, so we lost probably a good 60-70% of the core committee that had been working on this, because as you know, it's a big project. It's not just the packaging itself; it's the planning of the whole event, and losing all those people, it pretty much made it impossible.
There's so many things going on like that, but. So now what's going to happen then?
So we're basically doing the same type of event, but it's going to be on the 15th of January, and so we'll package up and send them to the troops to get them around Valentine's Day. And there's some benefits to that also, because I talked to quite a few troops, and they said that at the Christmas time they get a lot of stuff, and then after that it really,
it stops because people. Yeah.
Exactly. So they thought it was a great idea to do something at another time, because then that just keeps it going, So
that's something. Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
And Valentine's cards are fun to make too.
Absolutely.
Little construction little paper kids, hearts. Yeah, and
little,
stuff
kids,
like
little kids
that.
Love Valentine's Day. They put that stuff up. Can you still do Valentine's Day in school? Except you have to make one for everybody, right? Because nobody can be left out. Because if you leave somebody out, it's devastating. And I can understand that.
Exactly.
I do understand. Little kids, you get the little kid sits over in the corner. Everybody else gets a Valentine's, and they don't. I mean, it really hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
And I remember that. I was 6 years old. I've hated Valentine's Day.
And so. Kids can be mean. They really can.
But anyway, in this case, we're going to be sending out packages and everything that go on out to the troops.
Yep.
Super. Speaking of, we have, our chat room, we have a lot of different people in our chat room all, and we have, somebody just sent me a personal message, is that we have a longtime listener, but the first time he's in the chat room, and welcome aboard there, U.S. Army.
Oh, excellent.
All right. CWO. So thank you for joining in our chat room. Okay. Now, how do people get involved
with Christmas for the Troops, and we need
Valentine's Day
special. Valentine's, yeah, to the, exactly. Christmas for the Christmas Troops, Valentine's Day
Christmas
special.
Christmas for the Troops, Valentine's Day special.
I love it. Well, our website should be up any time now. That's going to be christmasforthetroops.net, and you can also reach me. My cell phone number is 524-1214, and also, my email is charlieT@pacbell.net. And if you just Google me, you know, all that information will pop up. So it's relatively easy to get a hold of me. And on the website, we'll have our packing list. And I'll also forward that to you, Carl, if you could
We'll put it on our website. And we'll be talking about, of course, a lot more between now and then. And see if we can't get this, some PSAs going so we can get people to be dropping off stuff. There's a lot of things, you know. And we're on the down, you know what? We're on that final, I hope, that final year where we can get some things accomplished, but not just run out precipitously we just did. Look what's happening in Iraq.
Yeah.
Because we won the war, and as frankly as I'm concerned, is that the State Department has lost the peace here, you know, by pulling out of Iraq the way they did. But we need to get our men and women home. It's time. It's time for them to come home. It's time for us to refit and rearm and never be afraid of standing up for our country and what we believe in, especially to defend ourselves. But it's time. It's been 10 years.
Yeah.
It's time.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But as long as they're there, we need to support. And you know, this is just one way of doing it. Mm-hmm. And so I applaud you, Charlie. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. 8:40 in the morning. Miss a day, miss a lot.
That was me yesterday in the chat room.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore. And I know too much to go back and pretend.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service. High quality, fine jewelry. Perfect gifts for every budget. Jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230 or online at fjredding.com.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values, behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Folks, I'm Bob,
love the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl, Linda Bott. Linda's out with ear infection today, but hopefully she'll be back tomorrow. And this portion of the show is brought to you by, you know, just something we were just talking about, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. I can't say enough about Joe and Shelley and what they do for our veteran community, but what a great place they have with Espresso Joe's. And the people that work there are just absolutely friendly. Veterans get discounts, great walk-in humidor. They have a community room that they let the community use.
Yeah.
And it's a great place to go for coffee, you know, for tea, you know, they have wine, all types of beverages.
Yeah, they last year, I'm sure you recall, they donated a large box of cigars and tobacco products, and we bagged them up and sent them in all the packages last year. That was very popular with the troops overseas, and they donated quite a bit.
Yes, they did. You know, I mean, we're talking about boxes of stuff.
Yes,
more so than other businesses in town that are much, you know, huger.
Mm-hmm. Huger? Much huger?
Much huger. Okay, let's go. What's the weather look like, Just Bob?
Yes, sir, Carl. We have a 30% chance of showers in the forecast for Redding for the next day and a half. Then that increases to 40% tomorrow night and 70% on Friday. Rain most likely that day, but it should end altogether by the weekend. We'll have a dry New Year's weekend in the forecast, partly sunny with highs near 60 degrees. For the remainder of this work week, mostly cloudy sky, again highs around 60 and overnight lows in the mid-40s. Currently 49 degrees in downtown Redding under overcast skies.
Well, good. And the weather's always brought to you. The weather report's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And Anselmo Vineyards is having a glamour New Year's Eve party. Black tie affair. You're going to have an 18-piece band, a six-course dinner with wine pairings.
That sounds wonderful.
You know, it's going to be great. It's going to be a great night. And they have a casino night. You get free chips. They have a silent auction that, you know, the proceeds will be going to veterans organizations. You got transportation from right here in town out to the ranch and then back. I mean, they're thinking of everything here. They've thought of everything. This is their first big, gala event like this. And so that's, and you can give them a call at 474-5546, and we can get and you can come out there and join us.
And now, who's playing out there? Did you say there was an orchestra?
Yeah, there's going to be an 18-piece orchestra that they have out there. You know, when the big band sounds like, you know, the name of the band escapes me right now, and
did you see that bus you just threw me under, right?
So you might start talking about your, let me ask a few questions to you, Carol.
No.
You probably don't want that, do you?
No, yeah. I don't.
I'm going to ask you a few, you know, from before, and you know, talking about the veterans organizations around here, the veterans organizations right here up here in the North State are one of the reasons, even though I'm not a big joiner of things. I joined the Marine Corps.
That was
a pretty big join right there. But, you know, I belong to AMVETS, I belong to BFW in this. But what's always struck me is that how the veterans are an integral part of this community.
Absolutely.
And that people don't really realize, like the Order of the Purple Heart does a lot of great things for people. They raise money and, they, you know, they provided a van to the VA, clinic here.
When you're active, and I meet a lot of people, different places around the country, right, in the Army, and I am always extolling the virtues of Shasta County and their support for our military and our veterans, and it surprises a lot of people because they come from areas that are nothing like that, and I think it's really indicative that when you drive north on I-5 and you enter Shasta County, there's a sign that says, "Welcome to Shasta County, where we honor our veterans." And that's truly how we live up here.
Yeah, it is. Chat room is going talking about a number of different things. How many, and this is, the National Guard and Reserves have played a huge part in the last 10 years. in this war on terror in Afghanistan and Iraq. And yet, I don't know. Do you believe that they get the credit that they deserve?
You know, I don't know. I don't think a lot of people realize, and the general public, I mean, we of course do, and the veterans and stuff do. They understand the difference, but I think the general public doesn't. They think of when someone's deployed, a military person, they automatically think it's an active duty person. I don't think they realize, oh, this is a teacher from Anderson or an auto mechanic from, you know, Cottonwood that got called up to go over. And that happens a lot. And it's a very different lifestyle, too, because if you're in the military active duty, and I've been both, I was active duty Army first, you just live your normal life unless you're deployed, right? You have your families there, you go to work, you come home, you have your hobbies and your sports and stuff. But when you're National Guard, it takes you away from your family just regularly all the time because you have to go to this training or you go to this drill and things like that. So it's a different, it's almost more challenging.
It was driven home to me when I, when I went back on active duty and was in Iraq and there in Fallujah, and I was sitting next to a young enlisted, in his 20s, I should say, enlisted Army, or a soldier. And I said, who are you with? I'm with the 25th Minnesota National Guard. And I said, Minnesota National Guard? He goes, yes, sir. And I said, so how do you like it? And he goes, this is my third tour. And I said, your third tour? And he goes, I said, what do you do when you're not doing that? Well, I work for the small business, blah, blah. But he had, and this is when the Army was doing like a year tour.
Right.
And so this was, this was his third tour over there. He had a couple of 6 months, and this one was going to be a year. And I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking about the National Guard and the Reserves. National Guard is, I realize what it says, but when you think of National Guard, thinks about taking care of things here in the state. And now they have multiple tours into combat, which is not to give the professionals, and I say the professionals only in the sense that they're active duty, military, a rest.
Mm-hmm.
But in the coming years, under this new Department of Defense plan, they're counting the reserves and the National Guard as almost like an active duty unit, and in fact are bringing the suggestion is to bring another member into the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and it's National Guard.
Yes, yeah, and in fact the downsizing that is being planned is to move brigades from active duty and to transfer them to the Guard.
And so what this does is they save money, mm-hmm. but yet they're going to have people they can pull up out again from the neighborhoods to get there. And we've got to take a break, but this is another example. I mean, that people need to there are so many things happening under the radar when it concerns the military. And my friends, I tell you, and we're going to have just one day, we're going to bring in some experts here also, and we're going to talk about what's happening to the military. Mm-hmm. Because we're on the cusp right now as we're pulling out to decimate our armed forces. I don't care what they call it. You're going to decimate it, and we're not going to have the capabilities to do many of the things that we can do right now. And they're doing this to save money, but the other reason they're doing it is because they want to start pulling back. And what are the reasons for that? Carl Lindebach, mm-hmm. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from the Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee.
You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burnie. 530-224-2345 and discover the AARP auto insurance program from the Hartford.
Estate granted.
My name is Brian Salato. I'm a California licensed real estate broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. I actually hired Estate Granite and Tile to do my own personal kitchen. The great thing about Estate Granite was they, from the selection of the granite to the actual fabrication and the insulation, they were involved all the way throughout the entire process.
Estate Granite.
For me, the part of manufacturing and fabricating granite is really the expertise of detail and going through a process and making the best features of the granite be the focal point in the kitchen. It always makes a big difference. As I'm selling real estate in the community, people always notice that that kitchen and that granite is really a focal point, and you really do not want to leave that to chance. And Estate Granite and Tile just does an exceptional job in fabricating and going through the entire process and walking you through that. The product is exceptional.
Estate Granite, a reputation carved in stone. 241-STONE. EstateGranite.com.
You served your country. Now the Veterans Crisis Line is here to serve you. If you're a veteran in crisis or know a veteran who is, help is available. Call the Veterans Crisis Line today at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1. Or chat online at www.veteranscrisisline.net. It's your call.
Come into Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive near the corner of Mistletoe and Hilltop. Locally owned and operated since 2007, personalized customer service is our specialty. Here at Bibles, Books, and More, we offer on-site Bible imprinting and mail-to-jail services. Special orders are no problem at Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:57 in the morning, my goodness. December the 28th. How time flies here. 2 hours goes away. Our guest is Specialist Charlie Thompson, but she's got her uniform off, so she can say things. We were just talking about how, you know, the military is on the verge of really being in trouble here. You know, people don't realize that there was a committee that made up of civilians and some military, and even though many in the military of this committee voted against it, it was still forwarded on about affirmative action in the military, mm-hmm. which is they want to open up the infantry to women and special forces yeah. to women. Mm-hmm. And that we should be looking at promoting because of an ethnic group or a religious group, as opposed to, you know, the best for the job, based on your time and performance in there, which changes the field. Mm-hmm. They also Absolutely. Talk, yeah. They also want to, cut back on so many of the different units. They want to just keep cutting and cutting on this. They want to change the retirement package for the military. And I mean, the whole thing is just like what you're doing is you're getting ready to create a perfect storm here mm-hmm. where people are just going to leave the military. You're not going to be able to get people in.
And there's this mindset that some people have that the arrogance of America is a bad thing. You know, the fact that we think that we're the best and the greatest is a negative. I think it's excellent because we are the best and the greatest, and it's something to be proud of, you know. And I personally like being a country that makes other people, you know, I like being the big dog on the block, right? And like other people pee down their leg if they think we're gonna oh wait, can I say that?
Well, you already did, so I think we can get away with that.
But I mean, there's a benefit to that. You know, if you're that guy, then people are going to hopefully leave you alone. But once you create this weaknesses and all these cracks in your armor that we're doing, we become more vulnerable.
If you perceive that you can do something, then nothing's going to happen back.
Exactly.
And, the best way, I think it was Reagan said it, or which ever president said this, is the best way to avoid a war is to prepare for one, mm-hmm. and to be ready for war. And if that's the case, then, you know, it will make people take a step back. I mean, whatever your thoughts on Bush are, as far as that is, when we were attacked, he went after them everywhere. Yep. And, yeah, you know, you can look at the way the war was prosecuted from the on the civilian side there on the on that. But still what he said was, you attacked our country and we're coming after you. And under Obama, 10 years later, yep. Osama bin Laden mm-hmm. had his door kicked in. And we found him. Yep. And we shot him right there. And guess what? That, you know, if we can just give that one message, if you attack this country, we're going to hunt you down no matter how long it takes.
Absolutely.
Anyway. Hey, Charlie, thanks a lot for being here.
Thank you, Carl.
And thanks for Christmas. We'll talk about Christmas for the Troops Valentine's Day special okay. some more. And, and you know, about people coming in and sending stuff to you. And what's your email again?
Charlie T, CharleeT, as in Thompson, at pacbell.net.
Okay, and this is for the being able to say who should be the Veteran Advocate of the Year.
Yep.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Yeah, Colin DeBott, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?